Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 11th of December, recording at, oh my goodness, it's 11:30 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. That's later than usual. There's an awful lot going on over here. I'll just say, in terms of dealing with a new site, learning how to use it from an operator standpoint, and also dealing with many emails and trying to nail down and address various bugs, but we're making progress, and that's the important part. And I thank you all for your graciousness and patience during this phase. We're going to create a far better website platform and chart library for you in the weeks ahead. Okay, so what's happening here in these interesting markets right now? Well, it was a soft day for stock markets, and we shouldn't be surprised at this, really. We've had leading stock markets. I've mentioned this point on a number of occasions. The ASEAN leaders, such as Singapore, the Philippines, and Indonesia, have been heading lower. They've been joined by Singapore. That's an interesting one and a potentially important one. Malaysia holding out among the ones that I watch quite closely, but it hadn't rallied as much as the first three that I had mentioned. So they peaked back in May, and we've seen a number of other markets roll over and deteriorate in here somewhat. And the U.S. was one of the few, and it was had resisted that trend. Which also includes Japan. But the U.S. today was quite interesting. It indeed closed lower. So remember some of those resistance levels we have had for the main indices. For instance, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had rallied up to that 16,000 level. These are roundophobia numbers. The S&P 500 had previously rallied up to that 18,000 level, and a little bit above it in each case. The NASDAQ Composite Index had rallied above that 4,000 level. Well, now they're starting to come back. Least of all, the NASDAQ, which had been the leader on the upside, but it saw today, and I don't think we've seen this for a while, the biggest percentage decline on the day. Now, it wasn't huge. It was 1.4%, but that produced a small downward dynamic on the NASDAQ composite. The S&P 500 was down 1.13%, and the DJIA, which had lagged on the way up, that was down 0.81%. Okay, there's speculation now that we may actually see some tapering occur. It's anybody's guess, quite frankly, and unless you're standing behind or above Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen, we may not know. But there have been hints coming from some of the other Fed governors. The U.S. economic data has continued to gradually improve. I think I mentioned yesterday that there would be a symmetricality, would that be the right word, in this situation, if Ben Bernanke, having introduced QE, actually commenced the tapering process after agreement with Janet Yellen. It might take some pressure off her as she takes over following this current meeting. But the more important point on Wall Street is that it is somewhat overvalued, and it is somewhat overextended. So it looks really ripe for and overdue for mean reversion back towards the rising 200-day moving average. Now, if that doesn't happen, it will be because the Fed makes some fairly accommodating noises about its determination to continue with this big QE program of 85 billion a month, because that's what's been driving it. We can be pretty darn certain of that. Okay, what else happened here today? It's selling pressure spread a little bit. Canada was down about the same as the NASDAQ, just over 1.4%. Mexico, a little lower, not quite 0.5%. Brazil got clipped down 1.8%. European stock markets were all lower, with the Italian market and IBEX at Spain getting the biggest declines overall. Remember, these Italian, most of these European indices have broken down out of ranges. One of the ones that clearly had not was the German DAX, but that did become very overextended on the upside, and is pulling back again in here today. Now, in the Asian markets, Japan still encountering resistance from the May high, and also China. China had a bad day in here today. The Hang Seng Index, which had been quite strong until about a week ago, that's down 1.71%, and the Shanghai Composite down 1.5%. So it had been in a little narrow range, and that's fallen back. So we're clearly seeing more ranging here overall, and Hang Seng Enterprise, China Enterprise Index, is down actually a big 2.71% overall. And pretty well everything else is down across Asia as well. The exceptions are Australia, which is just a fraction better than... actually, that's beginning to trade in the new day. It's up a fraction here at the moment. And Thailand, though, just had a tiny, tiny gain in here today. In long-dated government bonds, this is interesting because the bond futures on Wall Street, they weakened, so that 10-year bond that I've been mentioning on a daily basis as an indicator to watch, that yield, that dipped yesterday on the close. It dipped just below that 2.8 level, which is one of those benchmark points within the chart, and but it rallied right up from it here again today, so it's just up over 2.85 as of today's close, and I think I think the Fed may have its hands full to keep those rates down, and they certainly have the firepower to do it for a while if they actually choose to engage in that battle. In Europe, however, though, we saw a little bit of just a fractional easing in those yields. And the U.S. dollar, still soft. It's pulled back to 79.88. And against that background, we've seen the euro again edge a little bit higher, 137.85 as I speak in after hours trading. Sterling couldn't match it. It's a little lower in here today, 163.76. The Australian dollar also lower, 0.9046. And I wanted to see that Indian rupee. I didn't catch that earlier, too much time away from the screens. I edged up a little bit, but it's at 61.25, and I'll repeat the point. The new very impressive governor of the Reserve Bank of India, who stopped the rout that was taking place in the rupee back in end of August, just before he took over, and in early September, when it was up almost to 69 rupees to the U.S. dollar. He said he'd like to see it below 62, which is where it is today, but probably not much below 60 for at least the medium term, and he's certainly achieve that goal. Whether he can keep it there or not remains to be seen, but I wouldn't bet against it. And what else to mention here? Precious metals, which had such a good upward dynamic yesterday. Gold gave up a little bit of ground, down $8.75 to $12.53 and change. Silver fractionally lower at $20.29. Platinum nearly $6 lower at $13.82. To nearly $13.83 there. And in the commodity markets, we had mixed activity in the industrial metals in terms of gainers and losers. But the balance of evidence suggests support building and still the potential for possibly a bit of a late run for this sector. Crude, not much of a change. 97.43 for the WTI crude, and the Brent is at 109.70. The CCI index, I forgot to mention that in last night's audio, but that had an upward break. Which was interesting because remember it had been testing that 500 support level, which was reached back in the end of June of this year and also early July, and then retested in August and retested in November, where it ranged and ranged, looking top heavy. But it broke up out of that range here, which is, say, persisted for all of November and nearly half of December, and is back up at 514 and change here today. Not a huge move overall, but it is still encountering support above that previous support level. This move, this rally, would look quite significant if it cleared the ranging phases seen after the August rally. If it got back above the 530 level, that would look as if we had a reaffirmed quite clearly the prior support that I've been referring to near the 500 level. And I think that's pretty much it, except to just say, again, Wall Street, to the Wall Street leash effect. Owens commented on that in here today. It's a big factor here in these markets, and if Wall Street gets a mean reversion correction, it will take a good many markets with it and certainly be a headwind for anything that is still in reasonable form here, such as Japan. Again, not looking for a crash or anything like that. But mean reversion towards the 200-day moving average is the minimum that I would expect, and it's overdue. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.